you know, he's so experienced, and he begins layering. So he'll have a something that he's created, a kind of a mock-up, and you'll listen to it, and you'll discuss it. And very often, instead of having to go and completely rewrite it, he'll add something over it, and that alone will completely reshape the cue. It's, I mean, it's an education to go there because he's very transparent, and he makes you a part of it. He draws his soloists in a, and he kind of calls them the band, you know. Right. So when he's building a score, it's almost like he's working on a record.
And you've worked with him many times, starting with Backdraft. You go back and listen to them, some of those scores, you can kind of hear some of his hallmarks. He loves rhythm.
Yes.
You know, there's a fantastic snare being played in Backdraft, which, yes, kind of sums up the sort of the glory and the bravery of these guys. And with the Da Vinci Code, obviously there's an ecclesiastical theme throughout the, yeah, all three, yes, of the books. Yeah. And so you get chiming and chanting.
Yes.
And it seems to build and build and build. But he's very good also at coming in very low and taking quite a while to build up. And so that kind of tension is in Inferno.
Yeah. Well, it was so interesting with Inferno because I had told him I was going to approach this a little differently, more like a kind of European psychological thriller than the classic kind of glossy Hollywood approach of the other movies. But when he actually saw the movie, he was very taken by a couple of things. Tom Hanks's performance, the fact that Tom was a part of the mystery and not just the problem solver, that he was part of the intrigue and not sure where he fit into the mystery. And I had tried to stage scenes and work with that, you know, cinematically as well. And on top of it, the sort of the hellish imagery from right out of Dante's Inferno and his depictions of the punishments of the sinners in hell, he just felt like it was a very different movie. And he said, we're going to have to approach this differently. It'd be inappropriate to just go back and pull out, you know, some of the other cues and tweak them a little bit. We need to do something new here. And what he wound up doing was a lot of deconstructing the more lush, lavish cues, more orchestral music from the previous two movies, and kind of turning it into this slightly more techno kind of driving score. I really liked it. I was a little uncertain about it at first. He had to twist my arm a little bit, but he said, you know, obviously you trust the maestro. And when I began hearing these finished tracks, I was really excited about it and knocked out.